inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we engage in a little bit more pest control for the season. And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
And before we get to this week's pest or featured pest of the week, let's talk about garlic scapes. Some garlic starting to pop up and grow pretty good this time of year?
It is. It's a wonderful time of year because I would imagine most of us, certainly I have long since eaten all of my garlic bulbs from last year. So the garlic scapes are emerging from the plant at the top of the plant of hardneck garlic, which is the general category of the varieties we grow best in Alaska. It's more hardy, has bigger bulbs and other things, and better flavor, of course, rather than the usual soft neck grocery store garlic that comes out of California. So this is our opportunity and it follows kind of with last week's deadheading talk, that this, if scapes were allowed to fully mature on the plant, on the garlic, they would have essentially like flowers for garlic and seeds to give propagating material for next year. But it's good to remove this now because that also takes away from energy that would otherwise go into growing a bigger bulb underground. So, and nice thing is we can eat these.
What do they look like? Are these just the leaves of the garlic, or are these something different?
They are certainly green to start with, but as they emerge, they are on a round stem, and they look like a flower bud, essentially, with a long tail, still a green leafy tail on them also. And so they slowly push up, and they'll actually add some, depending on variety again, some of them will add a foot or more of height when they fully emerge. If you leave them on for another week from now, they will curl. Sometimes they'll have two curls, which is a kind of an interesting looking thing on the garlic. They're a curiosity. And then, again, as they continue to mature, then they will uncurl, and what looks like the bud will enlarge. It'll get up to, on some of the certain varieties, it'll get up to be an inch across, an inch in diameter. And like I said, it looks like a flower bud. But when they actually pop open, you'll have these little bulbuls, which you could plant in the fall. And then next year you would get very small garlic plants. They would literally have to overwinter again to be able to get to the stage of having a larger garlic bulb.
When do you clip them off? What stage?
As soon as you see them. As soon as the bud part emerges from the top of the leaves, they come out from among the leaves in the top. Just snip them off. They will usually snap off fairly easily by hand. Or if you have a pair of scissors or a small knife, you can just clip them off. And then you can chop them into salads. You can stir fry with them. You can make pesto with them. A lot of folks pickle them for later use also. Great stuff. I mean, the smell of these, when you snap off, you have a handful. And, I mean, it smells like garlic. Obviously, it's green garlic in this case.
Okay. And this week's pest, what are we talking about this time?
Way back when we planted our cabbage, broccoli, radishes, and all that stuff, we mentioned using Rime, the horticultural fabric, to cover the plants to protect them from the cabbage root maggot fly, which would emerge back in, probably about 2 weeks to a month ago as the soil warmed up, to infest our newly planted cabbage family crops. Well, I did that really well with my cauliflower and my cabbages, but I had planted early some kale in my hoop house, which has open ends on it. And so I noticed a week ago or so that the bunch of them were wilting on the sunnier days. And I kept watering them and kept watering them, and they still were wilting. So as we've been harvesting, I'm pulling up plants, and sure enough, there's you can see the little root maggots, and they're quarter inch long or so, clinging to the remains of the roots, because there are not very many roots, which is why the plants are wilting.
Is it too late?
So I want to remove these, harvest them, get them out of the ground, the plants, and dig up some of the soil, so try to get rid of the root maggots that are left that maybe have fallen off, and dispose of that, actually bag it, seal it in a garbage bag or something like that, send it off to the dump, get it out of here, or burn it if possible to get to remove the reinfestation possibilities for either a second crop a month from now, or they'll overwinter, they'll pupate and wait there till next year.
Okay, so that's all basically you can do is just get them out of there and just...
It is. They're, you know, pesticides, you know, we're at this stage, they're to the past the point of something that you can water a pesticide into the soil with. I mean, they used to recommend that, but I cannot recommend that anymore. So, yeah, it's removal. The plants, even cabbage, you'll see, like I say, they wilt. So you may see a row of cabbage or broccoli or radishes that are wilting, and if you pull them up, it's a pretty good indication you've got root maggots.
Okay, Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byerski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, weekly feature here on KTOO. It's also a podcast on our website, ktoo.org.
Green for grain, sun and rain, find my way.